Last Thursday, at the height of the leadership crisis in Canberra, the federal government announced the Chinese technology company Huawei would be banned from supplying equipment for Australia's new 5G mobile network. Communications Minister Mitch Fifield cited national security concerns about firms likely to be exposed to what he called extrajudicial directions from a foreign government. Now, that's code for spying or meddling by China. Huawei says its banning is politically motivated and suggests xenophobia could be a factor. The company also insists it's never been asked by China or any other government to engage in espionage. John Lord is chairman of Huawei Australia, and he's speaking with our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
I was given a phone call by the Secretary of the Department of Communications to say that the government was just making a press release then to say that certain regulations had been put around 5G which would prevent companies from being involved in the 5G project.
Did this come as a surprise given that it was announced at the height of the leadership crisis in Canberra?
Yes, it did, Peter. A great surprise to me. I still had a few appointments to go. I've been explaining to different ministers who are involved in the decision-making process Huawei's logic of why it should be in the 5G project. So I had a couple of appointments to go, so we were very surprised to see a decision being put out in that environment that was in Canberra last week.
The reasoning in Mitch Fifield's decision didn't directly name Huawei, but referred to any company likely to receive, quote, extrajudicial directions from a foreign government. Now, that suggests that Huawei's Australian arm is potentially an arm of the Chinese government.
Well, yes, it does, but I hope the government didn't mean that. The Australian board of three independent directors, now 700 employees, would refute that and would be quite upset by such an allegation if that was made.
So you're saying that Huawei doesn't take directions from the Chinese government or Chinese security or intelligence officials?
Huawei has never had any instruction from the Chinese government or intelligence officials to Huawei in China, to Huawei anywhere in the globe to do such activities.
If Huawei doesn't spy, doesn't install backdoors or listening devices in networks, why would the Australian government block you from the 5G network? Do you believe this is politically motivated, given the diplomatic tensions between Canberra and Beijing?
Peter, those more strategic factors I hope someone investigates. Now, there has been a lot of pressure from the US on Australia to not go ahead with Huawei. We've seen many statements out of the US and many visitors from the US who've come and made that message. There's been a lot of pressure on Australia. And I think Hugh White on the ABC on Monday just said that we're not having an open discussion. We're doing a discussion with a bit of xenophobia around it. And I think Huawei's been caught up in this, which is sad for a commercial company.
So you believe xenophobia has been part of this decision?
It's not allowing an open debate of how, as I said, we embrace these new innovations and technologies that more and more will come from Asia into the Australian system so that Australia gets the best innovation and technology, because we're going to need it if we want to stay competitive.
When you talk about xenophobia, do you believe that, particularly given the timing of this decision, that the then Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull had to throw a bone to the protectionist right wing of his party?
Peter, I have no idea about that, and I really haven't taken any interest. I was, as I said, very disappointed in the chaos that was going on in Canberra last week that such an important decision on 5G such as this was actually made in that environment.
Given that Huawei is a Chinese-owned company, how do you get around China's national security regulations that force all Chinese companies to work with Chinese intelligence agencies when requested?
Peter, that particular law that people keep quoting does not impact on Huawei. We have a legal opinion which says it does not affect Huawei in China, and even more so does not affect Huawei in Australia. We only obey and only listen to Australian laws within Australia.
So according to Huawei, Chinese law doesn't apply in Australia and shouldn't interfere in this case?
Absolutely. And I'm still waiting for someone to explain to me how 700 Australians and the Australian board would do anything to affect our national interest.
What would you say as Huawei Australia chairman if there was even subtle pressure from Beijing to tap into a telecommunications network, potentially the 5G network for intelligence purposes?
Listen, I'm as horrified by anyone, but it's not a game Huawei plays. We do not make any military-grade equipment.
So given this decision, would Huawei consider pulling up stumps in Australia given that 5G rejection?
Peter, the answer to that is no. That was very quickly passed to me by Shenzhen and in a quick discussion. I hope there's a realisation that Australia needs to have the best in the world competing against each other.
Given the political tensions and what you've said about potential xenophobia, have you had a chance to talk this through with Mitch Fifield or Scott Morrison, who was the acting Home Affairs Minister at the time?
No, I haven't had a chance to get to the new minister, who I think has just been sworn in. However, I will be going to Canberra. I will be talking to departments in Canberra about the decision, what it really does mean. After the decision on NBN, the then Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, asked us to stay in Australia and continue to contribute. So I would hope that the Australian government is happy for Huawei to stay here and bring the latest innovation in. We are the largest ICT company in the world.
The chairman of Huawei Australia, John Lord, with our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.